This is Dan Myler, host of the longest-running Dynasty Fantasy Football podcast in the industry, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Join me and my co-hosts, Ryan McDowell and Matt Price from DynastyLeagueFootball.com, as we use 60-plus years of Dynasty experience to analyze news, walk through startup and team-building strategies, and highlight trade targets to keep you on top of your Dynasty League year-round. It's a different topic each week on the DLF Dynasty Podcast, but the common theme is always the same, helping you build the ultimate Dynasty roster. Join me, Dan Myler, along with Ryan McDowell and Matt Price, each week, year-round, for the DLF Dynasty Podcast.
Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night, last round. For AM lovers, oh that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey there, everybody. It's been a few weeks, but welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. And we got a great show in store for you tonight. As usual, we have not only three guests, but three guests who are all part of the same show. We've only done that a couple times, so this should be fun. I'm looking forward to this one. We got the Dynasty Theory crew here tonight, so I'll introduce them one by one, and then we'll get into the game. So, Mitch, you're the one returning player. How you feeling going into tonight?
I'm feeling great. I know Dan's going to be pretty good at this. Like, he knows if you go with any player that's over the age of 30, Dan's going to nail this. John, on the other hand, pretty sure he's going to come in last. Just throwing it out there.
So Mitch is propping Dan up there to, you know, get his ego boosted so he can be overconfident here. Is that how it's working, Dan?
I think it's more like I need to go to John in our Dynasty Theory HR department there with the age discrimination against me. You know, I'm normally one that uses that. So, yeah, Mitch is getting in my head early here, and you know, I'm not as confident as I normally am because you know Mitch has that creative mind, and JB, you know, with his puns, I think that could relate to the name game. So this could be some fierce competition.
And of course, our final contestant here tonight is John Bauer. John, we finally got you on after I talked to you a couple different times about doing it, and our schedules never seem to match up, but you're here tonight. You're gonna kick some butt.
Normally, Rock, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. There's no smile on my face tonight. I know we're audio only, but my sleeves are rolled up and I'm ready to kick some ass. Let's go.
Okay, good to hear. This should be a fun one. Okay, so as always, we have three games. The winner of each game, you know, you each get wins for each game, and whoever wins two, hopefully, wins the night. I don't really have a 1-1-1 tiebreaker, so we'll have to figure that out if it happens. I don't think I mentioned this to you guys pre-show, but there is eventually, we've been saying this for like over a year now, but there is eventually supposed to be a tournament of champions. Whoever wins tonight is obligated to come back, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I got to clear my schedule, so let me know when that is.
Probably in 2025, the way we're going. So, but yeah, there's three games. What we have tonight, I haven't done one for a couple episodes, which is unusual for me, but we do have a name game, which is pretty much a staple of the show. We have a game. I wanted to do a trade game because DLF has proclaimed this March Dynasty Trade Month, so I thought we should have a trade game. Although me and Dynasty Outhouse have told them every month is Dynasty Trade Month. But and then finally we have a third game. It's called ADP Rewind. That's fairly new for the show, but we've done it once before. So I will let John. I'll let you pick the first game.
Let's go with the name game. I really think I am going to thrive with this one. So let's start off strong here.
Get off to the good start. Okay. Here's where I was telling you guys before the show, I will botch the explanation here. It's basically sort of like the Wheel of Fortune before and after is what we always say. There's a theme, which I'll give you what that is in a minute. And we give the theme, a clue to the theme, and a clue to a player. And the clue to the player is always the division and position. and the two parts have to overlap by at least one syllable. So I wish I had prepared an example beforehand so I could explain it better. But basically, one runs into the other, and I do remember there was one I did before. It was actors, and it was like Nicolas Cage, J. Brown. So like Nicolas Cage, A.J. Brown.
Ooh.
So that's how this game works. And whatever one I give first, I'll give you a clue to the theme answer and a clue to the player. Whichever one comes first in my description is what comes first in the answer. Make sense?
Right. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And the way this works is when once I give the clues, you will buzz in with your name. Whoever buzzes in first gets the first chance to answer. If you get it wrong, you're out for the rest of the time, even if you know it. If you get it with, you can also get a hint to the theme. I should probably stop saying the theme and tell you what it is. What the theme is going to be is sports movies. So each is a sports movie and a player's name. So if I give you, you can get a clue to the, a hint to the sports movie or a hint to the player's name if you're having trouble. But if you get it with no clue, no hints, you get 3 points. If you get it with one hint, you get 2 points. Both hints, you get 1 point, and then obviously zero if nobody gets the answer. But I think all these are not too difficult, so I would not expect any zeros. I'll be very disappointed in you all if you get any zeros. Before I get started, I'll just let you know, the way I usually give sort of a similar type clue for all of them, but I actually switched it up. There's basically two types of clues for the movies. It's either going to be sort of just a bare description of the year and maybe one of the actors in it or something like that. And then a few of them, there was sort of memorable movie quotes from the movie. So a few of them, I just did the quote. And so I'll say the quote and the player, or I'm sorry, the division or the division and the quote. Everybody got it?
Yep, we ready.
But I'll give you the, go right into the first clue here then. 1977 movie starring Sylvester Stallone and NFC South running back. And like I said, it has to overlap by at least one syllable. Some people try to do it with a letter. That does not work. Although that wouldn't really apply here anyway.
John, I was expecting better from you on this.
I'm focused more on you guys right now. I'm like, all right, don't get it. Don't, as opposed to just running through. All right. So NFC South running back.
Yes.
Dan's looking for inspiration on the Rocky pants behind him.
So it's give me that movie. Could you repeat the movie part of that?
1977 movie starring Sylvester Stallone and NFC South running back.
I mean, it's not freaking Rambo or the.
I think you guys all know the movie, but.
Yeah, I can't come up with a running back that fits.
Running back's the problem.
Because, see, I thought you were going to bring this movie up, and I had a cornerback that I thought fit it perfectly. So I was like, it's going to go that way. But now.
We might be here all night, boys. Okay.
You know, so you guys can take a hint. Yeah, you all have to. That, I didn't say it at the beginning. You all have to agree on which hint you want. I assume it would be the
player. Hold on. Not yet. Not yet.
No, no. Yeah, we are going to be here all night.
And the hint for the player is always just giving you the team they're on.
All right. Should we take a hint, guys?
Yes, we really should.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's take the player hint.
Okay. You're going to actually sort of get a double hint here, but I did this specifically for you guys. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, I know who the running back is. I can't get the names to match up now.
I mean, I got three. I'm like three deep in a depth chart here with the team, and it's just I'm having trouble putting it together with the Stallone movie.
It's any character from that movie, right?
No, it's the name of the movie.
Yeah, the name of the movie.
Oh, Rocky Sean Vaughn.
You have to say your name, but that's correct.
John,
yes.
John, Rocky Sean Vaughn.
Yes, that's correct.
So I'm going through and I'm like, Apollo Creed.
I will say that was a very good one that we were just too dumb enough to get, but I think we'll be good after this.
I'll roll with that.
I still need to comprehend that. Rocky Sean Vaughn,
Rocky Keyshawn Vaughn.
So it rolls into the next thing. Rocky Sean Vaughn, like the first silver.
All right.
We're on the board.
So that's 2 points for John because you guys did need a hint there. Some of these, the player was, I think, a little tougher on that one because he was deeper down the depth chart. But I had to have Keyshawn Vaughn in there with you guys.
It's understandable.
I'm trying to forget that name as much as I can.
I know you are. Okay. The next, this one might be a little difficult just because I'm not sure. These actors are super. The actor for this movie is super familiar. Maybe you know who it is. I don't know, but we'll see. There is a clue that I think should give it to you if you don't get it, that you don't know the movie.
All right.
1993 movie starring Sean Astin and NFC North running back.
What division?
NFC North.
Rude David Montgomery.
You did not say your name, but that's also the wrong answer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
When you so say you, Sean Astin, you are out for the rest of this.
We have to know his movie name?
The name of the movie. It's just the name of the movie.
Wait, which Sean Astin?
I was so close. Come on. That was perfect. Oh, man.
You know it, Mitch?
Yeah.
John.
Rudy Andre Swift.
Yes, that's it.
Let's go!
And I have his jersey right behind me.
Yes, you do.
Pathetic.
What's the movie?
Rudy.
Oh, Rudy. Oh, that's who that... Oh.
I was going Goonies at first, even though it's not a sports movie. Okay, all right.
So John with the early lead here, 5-0. Got 2 for the first one, 3 for that one. We do have 7 in total, so still plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys bring your broom? Because I think I'm getting a sweep here.
I'm waiting for the next games here. This name games got me worried.
This doesn't seem to be up Dan's alley so far.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. AFC East running back and 1992 movie starring Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
AFC. John.
John.
James White Men Can't Jump.
That's correct. Wow. I'm sensing a trend here.
Yeah, now he's getting the hang of it. So this is going to be rough from here on out.
Yeah. 8-0, guys. Come on, get on the board.
I actually had the movie, but couldn't get to the running back in time. Oh, man.
Dan, you got to wake up, buddy. Go get some coffee. Go get a drink.
I was going to go with Roddy White, which probably would have been better.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have worked. These are all active players.
When I missed the layup that I was given with the Rocky Balboa movie, my favorite, because I didn't quite get the concept. That's a bad start.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how we do with this one. This is actually these next few are some of those quote ones I was talking about. So these won't be actors, these will be quotes. Okay, this one is Vontae Mack, no matter what, an AFC South wide receiver.
I'm already ready for a hint. I don't know about these.
Hold on. AFC South. So I'm mouthing over here, so I gotta cover my mouth.
No. You didn't give us the quote. We got to figure out the quote, right? Or does the quote tell us? No, the quote tells us what movie it is.
The name of the movie. Yes. Okay. Yes. All these answers are just the name of the movie. That's a quote from the movie that Vontae.
I'm not ready for a hint yet. Hold on 1 second.
I don't even know the movies. It's not helping me out at all.
Do you know the movie, John?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't even know the movie.
Mitch has never seen this movie and he bashes me every time. There's a hint for you, Mitch.
I'm ashamed to admit it because I feel like everybody's seen this movie. I've never seen this movie, but I know that quote. That's why I'm surprised Mitch never heard it before. I've just seen it on like Twitter and other things. And yeah.
But I make fun of you for seeing this movie.
No, you don't make fun of me. You don't make fun of me.
You're giving him a bit of a hint.
You just said you've never seen it, and I've talked about watching it on an annual basis.
Okay. All right. I know what it is.
Okay. He's definitely giving Mitch.
I watched it last year, by the way.
Oh, did you?
It's a good show. Yep.
Movie.
Okay. You said AFC South wide receiver, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why am I blanking on a team?
I mentioned to you guys before in the chat. Look, use pen and paper if you want to like write down names of receivers. Or
I'm taking notes.
Yep, I got them. Okay, Mitch. Draft Day J. Brown.
Yes.
Oh!
I actually even said his name in the example.
Son of a good one, Mitch.
Thank you.
As long as it wasn't
you helped me out on that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything.
Somebody else gets on the board. Thanks to John giving you a bunch of hints there. So it's 8-3. Dan's still yet to get on the board. There's three left. Yeah. So
I got to win out.
Yeah, you pretty much got to sweep this. But we're doing all seven no matter what, because that's just how this works. I don't do this and not do them. So
that's fair.
Okay, next one. AFC North quarterback. And if you build it, he will come.
Mitch. Justin Field of Dreams.
Dan. I said AFC North quarterback. Dan.
Baker Mayfield of Dreams.
Yes.
I like Dan mine much better.
Except there's no S in Fields of Dreams.
Yeah, I know. That's what confused me. I'm like, wait, this is not going to work out.
Well, John, we discovered that Mitch does not know his divisions tonight.
I'm blanking on teams. I'm flopping under pressure here.
It was the North. It was just the wrong North.
Yeah, you know, it was a strong guess.
So now Dan basically just gave John the win, though, John. Mm. So
it's all right. No shutouts, man. It's about pride.
There's two left. Yeah, so I'm sorry. There's two left. Yeah, so. Either of you would have to get both of them with no
shot,
hints.
Mitch, we got a shot.
Yep.
Okay, next one. NFC South running back. And there's no crying in baseball.
Dan. Leonard Fournette of the game. Leonard for love of the game. Leonard for.
No, that's incorrect. Nice try. And that means you're out for the rest of it.
Even hard to even think about out
of that. Baseballs.
I get where you're going with it, but it doesn't quite work.
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
No, I know I did wrong.
So wait, did you do the movie first or the player first?
It was the player first.
Player first.
And
I got the wrong movie.
For clarification, I don't know if I can get clarification here, Rock, but you said it can't just be a letter. It has to be a full syllable, or what if...
Yes, although in some cases a syllable could be a letter.
John.
Yes.
Kamara League of Their Own.
Yes. Alvin Kamara League of Their Own, but I'm assuming you knew his first name is Alvin, so...
That's too bad.
Is a syllable, so... I'm more meant some people.
I know it's a syllable. I just wanted to clarify.
I'm just saying the reason I mentioned that earlier is some people will try to like take the R from the end of a word and then start the next word with R, and that's not how it works. It has to be a full on syllable. So John
renamed the movie. It was
So John takes the game there with it's 11-3-3. So you guys cannot catch up.
All right.
But there is one left. I'm going to give it to you for fun. Imaginary points. AFC South running back and year 2000 movie starring Denzel Washington.
AFC South running back.
Oh, see, I immediately went to NFC South because that's where we were the whole time. So I'm like, wait, we did all of them.
There has been a lot of South. There's been AFC and NFC South in this a few times.
Struggling with how the player fits with the movie. Probably overthinking this.
I think I'm on the wrong movie.
No, I got the movie. Just trying to go through all the running backs there. There's a lot of bad running backs.
Don't Houston have like 18 running backs?
Since this one doesn't count, I will just say it is not a very deep cut running back at all. Not even a little bit.
I'm just going to take a wild shot at it, Dan, here.
Dan.
Darrington Evans, remember the Titans?
No, but you're on the right track.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Mitch, I'm wrong on this too. So we'll just like end up giving this to Jonathan Taylor, remember the Titans. Yeah, I know that's not how it works.
No.
All right, I have no idea.
I'm very disappointed. I was so happy with this that I was actually able to use an actual Titan. Derek Henry, remember the Titans.
It just seems so obvious. It was the first one that came to my mind. I'm like, Henry, remember the tight?
Man, I'm bad at this.
Okay. I know that. Yeah. I thought that one was not that difficult, but it just tickled me that I actually used a Titan. So
that was good.
Okay, so John wins, and Dan, since you had such a struggle there, I'll let you pick the next game. You want ADP Rewind or the trade game?
Let's go with the trade game, man. I love some action, trade action here.
Okay, trade game. Let me just get my sheet up. Oh, I need to get Russ's sheet up too. Bear with me 1 second, guys. I might have him edit this out, but he probably won't because he doesn't like to do that. Because there's a spreadsheet here that makes it a lot quicker than if I just try and do the math.
These games I'm going to need some rules on. I was studying Family Feud. I was studying the name game. that studying worked out really well.
Okay, I got everything set up now. Okay, the way this one's going to work, this is the way I did it last time, and it's a little different than how we normally do it. In the past, we sometimes just done one for one. You got to find a guy with a similar value. Mm-hmm. What I did is in the DLF Trade Analyzer, I constructed actual trades. There's 3 2-for-1s and 2 2-for-2s. What I'm going to do is I am going to give you all but one part of that trade. So on the first three that are 2-for-1s, I'm going to give you the one and then another player and then player X. And you have to guess who player X is to get it to equal as close as possible. All these are within 20. All of these are within 20 points in the DLF Trade Analyzer without the package adjustment on. So in theory, a pretty fair trade. And whoever gets close, if you get it exactly, you will get 2 bonus points. In terms of regular points, assuming none of you get the exact player, you will get 3 points for the 2-for-1s. So basically, how many players in the trade? 3 points for the 2-for-1s, 4 points for the 2-for-2s. Whoever gets closest to that player's value, even if you don't get the player. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we're going to start, we're going to do this basically round robin when we do it. Since Dan picked the game, we'll start with Dan. He'll get the first guess at a player. Then you guys can, you know, then John will go, we'll go clockwise, then Mitch will go, and we'll rotate who starts each time. So there's 5 of them all together. So Dan, the first trade I have here, and I'm also going to give you the, I don't know if it'll help you or not, but I'm going to give you the total points for the one player for the first trade, for each of the 2-for-1. So Antonio Gibson, who's at 449.8 in the analyzer, for Zeke and player X, and they total 456.3 together. So Zeke plus who gets you within 7 points of Antonio Gibson in the analyzer, Dan?
And this could be any position?
Any position. You can go whatever way you want with it.
That's a large pool of players there.
Dan and his trade offers. I'm thinking this one might be a little rough.
Dan is like 10 fab dollars. Well,
the analyzer is going to be fair. So I'm going to be fair. It won't be a start with a damn, low ball. So,
yeah, there are no fab dollars. And I did not use picks for any of this either. Okay. So this, it's all players.
Zeke's aging a bit. What's going to make up that difference for Antonio Gibson? Probably not too far off. I feel like it's going to be a receiver. I think in the deal with Zeke was Gibson's young, so it's going to be somewhat okay.
It also, is this super flex?
I did that this last time I did the game. Yes, I'm sorry. It is based on the settings for the trade analyzer when I put these all in. We're 12-team super flex tight end premium.
Okay.
And it's all based on last year's scoring.
Was this done?
This was done
while the McKissick trade, or McKissick was going to Buffalo. Is this like 6-hour period?
Well, I already gave you his value, so that's not that relevant anyway. But I did these all last night, so about a little over 24 hours ago. So it's about as current as I could make it.
Mitch is overanalyzing it there, but I don't know. I'll go with someone trying to hear. Help me, Christian Kirk.
Okay, Christian Kirk. Okay, John, so that's to you.
I think that's a little low. I think Dan is overestimating Zeke's value here. And I'm going to stick with wide receiver, but I'm going to go a little bit higher up. I'm going to go Mike Evans.
Okay, and now to you, Mitch.
Rock's like, okay, that's awful.
I'm keeping a straight face here. I don't want to.
I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Interesting.
What a homer pick.
Okay, so for the trade, it was Antonio Gibson at 449.8 for Zeke at 208.7 is his value in the analyzer. And the actual player who Nani got was Josh Jacobs at 247.6 in the analyzer. That gave us the total that got them close together. And the way it broke down is Christian Kirk was low. He's only 66.2 in the analyzer for a difference of 181.4. Amon-Ra's at 150 for a difference of 97.6. Mike Evans is at 233.9 for a difference of 13.7.
So that's all right.
John gets 3 points there for the first trade.
A travesty.
Oh man, I love that. This is, I need to come on every week.
Nah, this is just, right. Mitch and I get it now. We're ready now. This is
yeah, come on. You guys can't let them run away with this one, too.
That's
guys.
Right.
Okay, the next trade. Kyler Murray, who was at 880.4 in the analyzer, for Jalen Hurts, who's at Jalen Hurts. So I gave you a little hint there because if you were listening, Jalen Hurts plus player X who equals 871.7. So within 9 points of Kyler together.
And I'm first.
And sorry. Time? Yes. We're starting with John this time.
All right. So Hurts starts with a 5-something. That's nice.
Yes. You got a little clue there.
Murray.
You better not be looking at your tears, John.
I'll show you. I just have these crummy notes over here. I'm going to go with.
This is tough when you're on the spot, just trying to come up with a name. I've played the trade game before. It's not easy.
I'm going to go Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley. So Mitch, to you.
See, I wanted to go running back thinking that they would go wide receiver again, but I'm going to go with Cam Akers.
I thought about Cam, actually.
Yeah, I think it's pretty close.
I think it is.
Cam Akers and Dan.
I can't go running back like you guys. I'm going to stay on the receiver trend, and I'm going to go Deebo Samuel. It's kind of like a running back.
Too. That's a good answer, too.
Good answer.
Okay, so the actual player was Jalen Hurts and Deontay Johnson, who's at 366.1 in the analyzer. So the answers you guys gave, Dan, this time you shot too high. Deebo's at a 555.7.
Wow,
189.6 difference, yeah. John did too. Saquon's at 514.8, difference of 148.7. Cam Akers is at 342.6 for a difference of 23.5. So Mitch gets the points. Yes. Mitch gets the points.
I have an issue with that value for Barkley. go try to move Barkley. Get that value.
I hear you.
I honestly thought about Akers. Yeah, Barkley. Come on, man. Come on, John. Come on.
I'm surprised with that, with Barkley. Especially when, like, he had the blooper there of, like, the Hurts beginning with a 5 and the points.
I know.
Picturing a few hundred points.
I will not do that this time. So I'll give you the next one. This is also a 2-for-1, and then we'll move on to the 2-for-2s. And we're starting with you, Mitch.
Okay.
Kyle Pitts, who is at 771.9 for Jalen Waddle. And player X, who totaled together 764.9.
Oh, Waddle's going to be pretty high up there, I think. Yeah. So going to have to go with a lower player. I'm worried that if I go wide receiver, a low wide receiver is going to be too low.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with a favorite of the Dynasty Theory Discord. I'm going to go with Hunter Renfro.
Okay, Dan. Now it's your turn.
Going with Hunter, huh? I'm going to give Mitch some of his own poison, and I'm going to take that Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Lock this up, boys. I don't know if I have the right guess, but Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, no.
Okay, let me see. Plug in Ryan Tannehill. Got in Amon-Ra.
I just wanted one show without Ryan Tannehill's name being mentioned.
Okay, so the actual answer was Pat Freiermuth.
He's oh my God.
He's at 174.0. You were going to say it?
I swear to God, I was like, no, he's going to be way too high.
I would have thought that too. I was a little surprised he was as low as he was. And it is set on the tight end premium setting. But he's apparently only worth like a fifth of a Kyle Pitts or something like that. So, but the three answers you had, you are all actually within 100 this time. But John was furthest away with Tannehill, who's at 273.2 for a difference of 99.2. Hunter Renfro is an 84.6, so 89.4 away. Amon-Ra, who we established earlier, was 150. You can reuse, guys. You can use that strategy here if you know their value. And that's a difference of 24.
I think it's trash.
Wow. My strategy worked with your own guy, Mitchell.
So we have a three-way tie right now, 3-3-3. Each of you have gotten one so far.
So now we have two 2-for-2s?
Two 2-for-2s.
All right.
And each is worth 4 points. It's still the same. You're still just guessing one player. If you do get it right, you can get a total of 6 points if you happen to guess the exact player. So the next trade is Mike Evans, who's at 233.9, as we mentioned earlier, and Brandon Cooks, 103.1, for a total of 336.9 for Rashad Bateman and Player X, who's at who total 330.8. And we are starting with Dan.
Evans and Cooks. Bateman. Okay. This feels like a 2-for-2 receiver trade. I'm going to go with DJ Moore.
Okay. To you, John.
That's way too high. DJ Moore, holy cow. You overshot.
Make up for Bateman, though. I mean,
you overshot the whole. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go. When did you pull this?
Yesterday.
Last night. He said approximately that before,
7 or 8 p.m.
I want to reiterate.
Don't do it.
I'm going to go James Conner.
And I have no idea if how often they update. So
I don't know.
All right. You know, Dan did it to me. I'm going to do it to him. I'm going to Amari Cooper.
Ooh. Amari Cooper.
Dirty Mitchell.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what Bateman is listed at. Cause I'm like, was he above Evans? Was he below?
Sorry. Bear with me 1 second. I put all your answers in the wrong spot.
That's not a bad.
Something's blowing up over there.
Yeah.
I was just watching Iron Man 2 before my son. You know, like experiment.
Oh, you guys, I guess I shouldn't be hearing that. I think that's my dryer in the background that you're hearing. and yours was DJ Moore, right?
Sir.
You can just delete that one.
Yes, that I will say that was the farthest off dance. Sorry, you did shoot too high. The actual answer was Michael Pittman at 183.7. DJ Moore's at 394.2, so over 200 away. James Conner, I believe, was probably not updated because he's at a 58.4, so it's a difference of 125.2. Amari Cooper's 230.3 for a difference of 46.6.
I am surprised. So Bateman's at what?
Because I don't give all of them. Bateman's at 147.2.
I was at 150. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he was pretty low. So Mitch gets the points for that one. So Mitch takes the lead. Either of you can tie with this one. And then we may do a 1-for-1 because I don't have a tiebreaker. So if the two of you tie, I may just come up with a player and then we'll see who gets closest to that player with another player. But the last one we have here is a monster deal. Jonathan Taylor and Cam Akers, who total 1182.5 for Javonte Williams and Player X for a total of 1198.7 with those two.
Man, I feel bad whoever traded JT away. So I'm first.
Actually, John is
no,
first.
No, I'm first.
Oh, good. Good. Even better.
I am going to go Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Let me just plug that into the right spot this time. And now we're to you, Mitch.
John went Trey Lance. I think that's a little low. So all I really need to do is jump up the QB tiers a little bit. And I'm going to go Justin Fields.
I was going to take him first. I swear to God, I was going to take him. My last switch from Freiermuth didn't work out for me.
I'll pivot. I'll go Trevor Lawrence.
Interesting. All going with the rookie QBs.
It's like Price is Right over here.
$1. $1.
Yep.
And I will tell you that that was a smart move to go with the rookie QBs, because the correct answer, giving us our winner, is Trevor Lawrence.
Wow. Oh, Dan won. That's terrible.
Dan gets 6 points for that because he hit the player on the nose.
Dan coming out of nowhere to steal the point, the victory. Oh, yes. My gosh.
He's clutch, baby. Clutch.
Yep, it was said Lawrence was at 642.5. Javonte was at 556.2. By the way, JB, had he not said Trevor Lawrence, you almost certainly would have won. Trey Lance was at 615.9. So it was a difference of 26.6. You actually went slightly down, at least in the analyzer, Mitch. Fields is at 569.6. Yep.
Oh, that surprises me too.
Yeah.
But sometimes it helps to bat third in the lineup, you know. Mitch and John were on base. We had some good momentum. I was feeding off their good hits. And
I am so glad you got the exact answer, because now we get to avoid a tiebreaker again. But but it is also now 1-1 in game. So Mitch better not win here.
And I love the next one.
So ADP rewind is what I'm going to do is we have for each of the positions, we're going back in time. And all you have to do, well, we're going to go round robin again, taking turns. I have a top 15 list in ADP, March ADP. It's positional, so it doesn't really matter, but it was the one QB ADP, if you care to know. And you have to just guess one and try and get it right. And whoever lasts the longest gets the points.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah. There is, you do each get a mulligan, so you get like a strike. And if we get down to two people left and you both have one strike, you do have to eliminate the other person or you'll split the points. Or if you guys get all 15 of them without anybody going out, you'll all split the points that way too. So,
all right.
And also the scoring, because I do think these get progressively harder. It's going to go up each round, but instead of doing 1, 2, 3, 4, because that puts way too much weight on the last one, I'm going 3, 4, 5, 6. So it makes the last one mean more, but it doesn't, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, you almost certainly win if you get the last one. So
yep.
It's not definite, but with tearing it up a little. So what I'm going to do is, and each one is a different year. Each one is a different position. So you'll see how this goes. And I think Dan started the last game and John picked the first game. So Mitch, I will let you start this one.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going back just to last year. We're going to start you off with what I think is a pretty easy one. 2021 wide receiver. Top 15 in ADP. Okay. Just name each time we'll go around, you just name one you think is on the list, and if you get it right, we keep going.
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is obviously on there, number 2. So Dan, to you. Just got to get one of the 15.
DK Metcalf.
Number 3.
I'm going to take number 1 off the board, boys. Tyreek Hill.
He's actually number 4.
Oh, get out of here.
Cooper Kupp.
This was last year, Mitch.
Oh, no.
That's your first X.
I still thought he would have been top 50.
Top 15.
Oh, 15. Oh, now he's going to. This is what he does. He's going to act like he thought he heard 50.
Look, me and my listening skills aren't good.
We'd be here forever if it was top 50. Okay, so Dan, it's back to you. These are all top 15 for each position with an N. 15.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown is number 5.
15 last year. Devontae Adams.
Number 1.
That's what I get for age discriminating again.
Okay, Mitch.
Diggs.
Diggs is 6. You guys got the top 6 off the board now.
I'm up, yes?
Yes, Dan.
My boy, CeeDee Lamb.
Number seven. Guys are just not even just getting them all. You're getting them all in order, pretty much.
I don't know if this will be eight, but Chris Godwin.
He's not eight, but he is on there. Number 13.
13, okay.
This was last year.
I don't know if I said this is March of last year, just exactly a year ago.
Gonna go with Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, number. I thought that one might trip you guys up. Calvin Ridley is on there, yes.
What number was he?
Eight. So we're back to Dan. Let's see. We only have six more to go, so it is possible you guys could run this and split points either two or three ways, depending on how many people get wrong.
I think the hype was still high enough. Jamar Chase?
15. Snuck it in there, Dan.
Just high enough.
So, John.
I don't think he was going to be on there. He's burned me so many times. I'll let him burn me one more time. Allen Robinson?
He burned you. Ah! That is not on the list.
I wasn't sure if he was sneaking into number 14.
I don't have the full. I just have the 15, so I'm not sure where he fell, but it was outside the top 15.
I actually thought John was going this way. DJ Moore.
Oh,
what? Number 10.
How did I not?
Mitch has an X. John has an X. Dan has no X's, so.
There's the hex.
Yeah.
What number was DJ Moore?
He was 10.
10. So taking notes here.
We have one, two, three, four guys left.
Did he make it that high? A couple names in mind.
I only have one name written down, so I hope you guys don't guess it.
Amari Cooper? Did my boy make it?
He did not, Dan. That's your first. I guess I did jinx you. That's your first.
Dan, answer. Thank you, because I was going to go with Cooper.
The Dallas hype, I thought it was high, but not high enough.
Okay, so any wrong answers for any of you as we go around this next turn, you are out.
No pressure. No pressure.
But again, right. Let's say John gets one wrong here. He's just out. But then if Mitch gets one wrong, Dan has to get one right to knock you out, or else you two split the points. If that were to, that's the exact scenario were to happen.
Well, if I miss and they both miss, who did it start with?
Started with Mitch.
Oh, so then I would be.
So you would actually. Game. I would actually. I wasn't even tracking all that because that's too difficult. But it actually does work out fairly if that were to happen.
As you can tell, I want to win this. I don't want to lose. All right, I think that guy's going to be a little too low. I'm going to go Terry McLaurin,
number 14.
Oh! Wow! Wow!
Three guys.
I'm sweating.
I have two guys I want to guess, but I'm gonna go with the older one, which is probably a horrible idea. DeAndre Hopkins,
number 9.
Wow. Yes.
So only two answers, Dan. You can get one of them, you stay alive.
I'm gonna stick with who I was gonna go with. Cooper let me down. Hopefully this guy doesn't. I thought you were gonna steal it with Mitch when you said older, but Keenan Allen.
That is a good guess, but. No, he is not on the list. So Dan is out. John, can you stay alive here? And we are still doing that, even though technically, I guess you, unless you guys want to keep track of who started each time, and we can do it that way. But I just figured that was way more complicated than just doing what I said. And when there's two people left, the last person has to eliminate the other person.
That's good.
So even if you get this wrong, there's a chance you could at least get 1.5 points here if Mitch does not.
I got one name.
Come on, John, have some conviction.
I'm thinking.
Might I go old? I know I should. I'm mad at myself. Regrets.
I know even Hopkins scared me. I'm like, no.
I'm surprised he was that high a year ago.
I don't want to waste too much time, so I'm going to throw a name on. I can't see him being number 12.
Or 11, right?
Or 11.
Yeah, that's the two that are left, 11 as well. You got that name?
No, hold on. I am going to waste a few seconds.
This is ridiculous.
Milking it, man.
I'm writing down more names. Even if you miss, I feel comfortable with the next ones after this.
Michael Thomas.
Wow, number 11.
Come on!
I thought that one might trip you guys up as well.
Well, yeah. That one's off, so. He's...
One correct answer left.
It was March.
And since there's no other correct answers to get, this is either...
All right, so this is wrong. I wanted to go with Mike Evans, but I'm not going to go with Mike Evans. I'm actually going to go with Deontay Johnson instead.
That is a good guess. I wish it was the correct answer, but is not the correct answer. So John gets the points for that round.
Evans was the guy I was going to say before Michael Thomas.
Yeah, Mike Evans is also not on there. Actually a young guy.
Ayuk?
Nope.
Judy.
Yeah.
I can just give it to you unless you guys want to throw out some more guesses.
I give it to you.
Who is it?
Okay. T. Higgins.
Oh, God.
Remember, this was pre-draft. Remember, this is last March.
Oh, yeah. Then Chase would still be high.
Chase was in the rookies. Yeah, for that, just for reference, the rookies are in there. I don't remember if there's rookies in the other things because they're different years anyway, too. But yeah, rookies are in the March ADP. That's why Chase was in there. So John gets the 3 points for that one. Again, plenty of points for these next few rounds. So we are now, Mitch started that one. So we will start with Dan this time. We're going back to 2020, March of 2020, and we're doing the top 15 quarterbacks. So 2 years ago, top 15 quarterbacks in ADP, not in production, but ADP.
Oh, man. Quarterbacks 2 years ago. That's top 15 again?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're all 15.
All right. Who's going first? Am I
you.
Up?
You.
It's right. You. Yep.
So I'm just numbering to 15 on my notepad here. All right. Lamar Jackson.
Number one.
That's it, Lamar.
John.
Patrick Mahomes.
Number two.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is not on the list.
Going into 2020.
He was good.
This is March of 2020. It's his rookie season.
Uh-huh.
And he was a not well-liked rookie, if you remember.
Wow. I thought he's been in the
league. This is only his second year
now.
In the league. March of 2020 would be his prior to his rookie draft, his NFL draft.
That's an early strike, Mitch. Just saying.
That's an early strike.
Yeah, I'll need to calm down.
So we're back to you, Dan.
Kyler Murray.
Number four.
Josh Allen.
Number seven.
Russell Wilson.
Number six.
The spirit of this week, Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson is number three. Couldn't find him for a second there, so I was stretching out his name.
Dak Prescott.
That is correct. I'm surprised Dan didn't say that one.
Why you gotta steal that from me, JB? I wanted that next.
What number? Was he five?
Dak was five, yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Number 10. So we're back to Dan.
Tom Brady?
Oh, I think he was already too old, Dan. He's not on the list.
Oh, that would be terrible to have a strike this early.
That was careless of me. That was careless.
So Mitch and Dan already with the strike, and John has the lead. So he's in the driver's seat here.
I'm afraid I'm going to give one right back here. But top 15, March. We have to...
That's what I get for not age discriminating. Disgusting.
This is 2 years ago. Give me Baker Mayfield.
Number nine.
Yep.
So we're back to Mitch.
You know, I was really hoping John would say Drew Lock because I think he himself almost moved that ADP up that high. This is hard because, you know what? I'm going to get another strike here. I want another strike. Like, I was going to get one. I'm like, no, I don't want to guess him because I'm going to miss. He was way too old, even though he was still playing. Matthew Stafford.
Not in the top 15, yeah. Mitch, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is tough. Just 2 years, so much can change, yeah. So Mitch is out. Dan and John. Dan with a strike. And he does not have to knock you out if you get a strike here. It's only if you both are. Since he has zero strikes, he does not have to knock you out.
Man, we're like at 11 through 15, JB. You know these guys are like volatile here. This is
Tom Brady. 2 years? A lot can change in 2 years. We always talk about it.
Quarterbacks hold their value so well, though.
I know.
That's what they tell us.
Yes.
Oh, man. This pains me, but I think people like them. Carson Wentz?
Number 8.
Good wow. Answer. All right. Good answer.
So the ones we have left Ooh. Are 11 to 15. And we're back to John.
So this would have been, okay. I think this guy, after his rookie year, could have been right around 15. I'm going to go Daniel Jones.
He was actually 11.
Oh!
Darn you.
Come on. Wait, who did Dan say before that?
Carson Wentz.
Slip up, John, will you?
He was 8. Okay.
Yep, he was 8.
So, yep, we have 4 left. John still with no strikes. Dan with a strike.
No matter who I say, it just makes me like, you know, terrible feeling. I have 2 names. I don't like either of them. Ryan Tannehill?
That is a good guess, but he's not on there.
Wow.
I was going to say Kirk Cousins was my other one. Was that a bust too, or did he?
No, everybody hates Kirk Cousins.
I would have busted no matter what.
Even though they shouldn't. Everybody hates Kirk Cousins. Any other guesses, anybody, before I give you the last 4?
Was Carr at the end?
Nope.
Nah, he wasn't.
Everybody
there.
Hates him too, you know?
I know. Was Tua on there?
Yes. I was going to say somebody should have taken Mitch's cue
yeah.
to it.
Yeah,
and there's the one hype. Other guy you should be able to get from that.
Did Burrow make it too?
Yes, 13, 12 and 13.
The hype was there for them, but not for Herbert.
And I'll just give you the last 2.
Because yeah, that's fine.
They're crap, and you're not going to probably guess them. 14 was Jared Goff, and 15 was – this was Rams' Jared Goff. He was putting up some points. And 15 was Matt Ryan. I'm surprised he made
wow.
it.
Wow, yeah.
Over Brady?
Over Stafford.
Yeah. Did he? I mean, did he have a good 2019? I can't remember.
It's going to be post-2019. Every other year thing, so maybe.
Yeah.
What?
So John got the points for that one. So that's 4 for John. That means you guys have to take these next 2 because it's worth 5 and 6. So one of you has to take these next 2 or John wins this game and would win the night. And as before, if John takes running backs, we're still doing the last one. Okay, so that's the next one. I just told you running backs. Starting in this is 2019, so we're going back 3 years.
This is gonna be bad. Oh,
no. March of 2019. Again, there could possibly be rookies on the list. I'm not going to tell you if there is or not, but guys who hadn't played yet until the 2019 season are eligible. So I believe we started with Dan the last one, so now it's John.
March 2019, Saquon Barkley,
number 1. Mitch.
No, I think he was already dead by then. Christian McCaffrey.
So much. Yeah, he was in his prime back then. That's
I was thinking of Todd Gurley.
CMC is on there, number 2.
Zeke
is number 3.
He wasn't dead yet, Todd Gurley.
Number 5.
Wow.
Yeah, he can't. This would be post 2018. I think that was his last great year, was 2018.
Leonard Fournette?
Good answer.
It is a good answer, but he did not make the list. Sorry, Mitch.
Oh, man.
Boy, that's early for a strike.
Just ate my night.
Back to Dan.
King Henry?
He did not make the list.
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember? You know, we're this was post 2018. We're 3 years removed. He was back. I think that might have still been back in the DeMarco Murray days.
Oh my!
Where he was splitting time. He wasn't the Derrick Henry we think of right now.
Did I just eat crow? That's lovely.
So again, two strikes before John has one for the other two guys.
Le'Veon Bell.
Number 12.
Wow.
Not liking John right now.
John is killing you at this ADP game.
I told you I came to play. I don't take part in competitions to lose.
I think he was in the league then. Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook, number 9.
Good answer. Good answer.
I'm up again. Austin Eckler?
No, Austin Eckler is not on there, Dan. Ah. That's your second X.
Wow.
The other one should be, though, Melvin Gordon.
He is on the list, number 6.
Man. Can't believe we haven't done this one yet. Alvin Kamara.
Number 4.
Good answer.
I should have went there.
All right. He would have been too old, I think, here. I will go Joe Mixon, though.
Good Joe one. Mixon is correct. Number 7.
All
right. Yes, Joe Mixon was correct. So we are back to Mitch.
I have two names written down. One of them's older than dirt right now. So I'm not quite sure. David Johnson?
Number 10.
Yeah.
That was the one I was thinking.
So back to JB.
This would have been Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is not on the list. So wow, John gets the X for the first time in a while.
I want to recount there. Come on.
I am so a little surprised he's not on the list. Because, that would have been – was that the year after he got released, though, maybe?
It might have been during the kicking incident.
Yeah. It might have been the offseason after the kicking incident, in which case he got cut. And I guess Cleveland did pick him up prior to the end of the season.
You might be right. That might be the year, actually, because what, 17 was
since we just brought up Cleveland. I'm gonna go with Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb is on the list.
Mitch is heating up.
Number 8. So we have 11, 13, 14, 15 left. John has a strike. Mitch has a strike.
I'm running dry here.
I know I can't think of any more right now.
Yeah, the problem is if John gets this wrong, you need to come up with one to get the full points. Mm-hmm. I believe if we split, John will have one. Yes.
Oh, my God. March 2019. Where would this guy have been? Kerryon Johnson.
Number 13.
Wow, well done.
I was surprised they got that one. I never would have guessed that.
That was clutch.
So we're back to Mitch.
Honestly, I can't think of any running backs that would even be there. Man, John, I think you're going to take it, because the name I'm going to bring up is just a Dynasty Theory old-time special. I actually think he didn't hit till 2019, but Damian Williams.
It is not Damian Williams.
I didn't have anyone else to pick.
Well, I got to get this right, right?
To get all the points. I got a strike, so I'm out.
Well, he's got to eliminate you. You split the points.
You're right.
But
you're right.
If he, it doesn't matter anyway, because if he splits the points, he wins the game. So, do you want to make a guess? Or,
yeah, I'm gonna make a guess
just to get more points.
Like, he was super old here. Nah, he was too old.
I'm so mad at myself because I had a name written down and I didn't say it.
11, 14, 15, 3 years ago. Like, I'm even thinking of teams. I'm like, who was the running back that year?
Well, just wait till we get to the next one, guys. That's going to be fun.
Oh, God. I'll go Devin Singletary. That's not right.
Yeah, it is not right.
Is Aaron Jones on the list?
He is not. He hadn't broken out yet by then. The other three guys, I guess this, I don't know. Was this the year he held out? Cause, James Conner is on the list, even though Le'Veon Bell was also on the list.
Oh yeah. I would not have guessed Conner.
True Steelers fan would have got that.
Yeah. So Connor was 11. Number 14, Darius Geis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a name I'm good purging from my memory.
And 15, Sony Michel.
Oh.
Sony.
Yeah.
I wonder if I think that might have been. Remember, he had that great postseason his rookie year. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been coming off of that.
Because they were rookies 2018, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barkley, Chubb, I think, guys. Yeah.
I was thinking for some reason LeSean McCoy was sticking out in my mind. I was like, no,
he was
no
still
way.
In the league, but I don't think he was.
There's no way
that high up. So John, I guess you did split the points there because you didn't get it, but that still gives you the win. It's 10. You already have 10 points. Mitch gets 3 for splitting. Or I'm sorry, it's actually 9.5 to 2.5 because that was a 5-point round. But no one can catch you because even if Mitch wins, he can only get 6 points, which would give him 8.5. So we will play it anyway.
I'm not going to gloat.
So, but John does win the game. John wins the night. Mitch saved me from a tiebreaker. So we'll do the last one. And I honestly cannot remember who you're starting. I think it's Mitch again. I think Mitch started. So this is the fourth one. So Mitch should start the last one. So the last one is 2018. Tight ends.
I knew this was going to happen.
Wow.
So you
remember, this doesn't count, so you don't necessarily have to worry about all your exes that much and all this stuff. So
we're going to go with, we've named enough Detroit players. Let's go with Eric Ebron.
Number 13. Yeah. Good call. Didn't go easy off the bat. So, Dan.
Kelsey.
Number 1.
I will go Gronk.
Number 2. Mitch.
I don't think he was on the Raiders then, but I'm going to say it anyways because I can't think of anyone else. John's already shaking his head. Darren Waller.
And yeah, if he was on the Raiders, he wasn't playing nearly as well. So, I don't know if he's back with the Ravens still then, but he's not on the list. So, Dan.
I'm not saying anything this time. George Kittle.
He is number 9. That's how long ago this was, number 9.
Ertz,
number 4. Mitch, you're still in it. Only 1X.
Yeah.
For now, 1X.
This is.
I'm running out. You maybe should have held Ebron in reserve instead of busting him out off the bat.
Yeah, it's true. This ain't even fair. No, it's bad. The only names that are coming to my head is like Tony Gonzalez. But. No, I Dan's guy.
Stop stealing my guys.
Oh, what's
don't
his
go
name?
There.
Used to I gotta
be like that.
Tight end for the Cowboys, and his name, Jason Witten.
Nah, I think he was too old at that point.
Oh, I give up.
Was he really?
I quit.
He's not on the list.
Wait, really? He's not top 15 there? I actually thought he would have been.
Mitch, I appreciate you, man, because I would have taken him just because I like saying his name and I can't say it anymore. That would have been fun for me.
Was he calling Monday Night Football yet in 2018?
He might have been. I don't think
he left and came back.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was hoping he'd never retire.
Mitch is out. It seems like Mitch has been the first out every
round. Yeah.
It's past his bedtime. It's 8:47.
It really is.
So, Dan.
For pride here, I think I liked him back then. The Hooper Scooper, Austin Hooper, was he was a thing back then.
That was a little before his time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So Dan's got one strike now. JB,
oh, an easy one. Greg Olsen,
number 8. This game appears to be up John's alley, also.
This is cruel and unusual punishment, Rocky.
Well, you can finish it off here by getting it wrong, Dan.
Was Hunter Henry? Hunter Henry was a thing, wasn't he? It's a matter of time.
Hunter Henry was on there, and actually number 5.
All right, so
Dan's Cooper playing was not for a thing that
Henry he's was.
No quitting, Dan.
I got to stick with the old guys, Delanie Walker.
He was not on the list.
Oh, so my each, God.
Come on, Dan.
Strike.
That might have been like, okay.
So back to Dan.
2018, we're talking, right?
I know. It's a while ago.
4 years ago.
Like I said, they get progressively harder.
God, This is before I knew Mitch and John. I mean,
is, you know, Dan's like, those are better times.
I had so much more hair.
I'm scarred from our previous games of picking old guys.
Now you want to pick the old guys.
Dynasty tight ends that people liked. I don't know if he was a thing yet, but Dallas Goedert.
Number 15.
I think that
might have been pre his rookie year. I think.
I know he was like a, you know, how the hype of the draft and then.
But like remember, I said, yeah, rookies are in the draft and
took him before Dallas, like first round.
I'm not even positive, but I believe that he was drafted in 2018, but I could be wrong on that.
Felt like a dynasty name for me.
All right, I can't see this gentleman not being on the list, Jared Cook.
Well, you have to see him not being on the list because he's not there. Technically, I'm just going to give Dan the win there, unless you want to make another guess.
Just give me the win. Just give me the win.
To him.
He should have had to eliminate John, but it doesn't count. So
who is three?
Evan Engram.
Oh, Evan!
John.
Was that post his rookie year or going into his rookie year?
I think he had the big rookie year.
Think how bad that is. In the last episode of Dynasty Theory, even though Evan Engram is broke, John was still hyping him up. Now we're going back a few years and he forgot about him.
2017, he was his rookie year, 700 yards.
One of the best rookie tight ends. I'll run through the rest of the list real quick. OJ Howard, David Njoku. All young, you know, young guys back then with promise. Kyle Rudolph.
I was thinking Kyle, but I thought he was too old.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy G.
Jack Doyle, guy just retired.
I was looking at Indianapolis
thing. And a guy who was great but could never stay healthy, Jordan Reed.
That one makes sense.
Yeah. So again, John took that game. I didn't total up the points. He won. I know
that. Yeah.
So John, congrats. You will have to come back when we do the Tournament of Champions in 2030. keeps getting progressively later as the show goes on. But John, we'll let you guys all just kind of sign off here. Let everybody know your Twitter handles, pump up the Dynasty Theory or whatever else you want to put out there. So John, since you won, you get to start.
What do they say, Dan? The champ is here, right? John Cena. Yeah. Find me on Twitter at the Bauer Club. We have the Dynasty Theory Discord. We have the Dynasty Theory Patreon. We're doing it for free through the rest of March. So when this episode comes out, I think there'll be like 2 days left in March, right?
probably. I'll make Russ get it out quick.
And then we have things lined up throughout the off season, but we're doing a live NFL draft watch party. That's going to be a lot of fun through our Patreon. So come check it out. And that's about it.
Okay, Dan, you came in second. You can go second.
Yeah, and John's not going to let us live it down, so Mitch and I might not be on the next episode of Dynasty Theory, I'm not sure. But hey, please give a follow, FF Coach Dan, on just about everything. And for anyone going to the Fantasy Football Expo in August, we hope to see you there. Dynasty Theory will be there. Love to talk some football. I'm going to be emceeing a DFS booth, actually. I'm going to cheat on Dynasty for about an hour and then bringing with me the legend, Charlie Wysocki, former Maryland all-time great, second all-time leading rusher there at Maryland. Going to have a boot there with a little Dynasty Theory flavor, but sharing Charlie's story. So hope to meet some of our fantasy friends out there.
Sounds great. And Mitch, solid effort tonight. Want to give your Twitter handle.
That was horrible. Yeah, at DynaWMC, this was a complete setup. I thought I was the ringer, but no, I was the other form of that. Yeah.
Okay, well, I want to thank you all for coming on tonight. This was definitely a lot of fun. John's miming the belt thing over his waist. Congrats, John. Appreciate you all coming on. And until next time, everybody, we'll see you later.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.